Thank you for joining me, Ms. Calpe. The overall average of the food price index for February was slightly up. Why?
Well, first of all, it was not slightly up. It was 2% up, and that was probably one of the largest monthly increases we have seen for the past 2 years. So I wouldn't discard it as a modest increase. It was an increase. But I think it's also because after so many months of falls, there was a little bit of reaction of the market, especially a reaction to the bad news concerning the weather in some critical countries. So I'm thinking mostly of Brazil, for instance, or the United States, which are two major exporting countries. So I think that it's more an adjustment to the past decline, but at the same time, a little bit of fear of what is going to happen with the next 2014 harvest.
Sugars, oils, cereals, and dairy prices went up most significantly. Why is that?
Well, they didn't go up all for the same reason, and certain commodities went up because of factors on the demand side and other on the supply side. When I say demand side, I give you an example for coarse grains. Coarse grains have been going down for several months because the supply situation improved very much. But last month, it went up, mostly reacting to a very strong demand for feed and industrial use. When I say industrial use, I'm thinking of starch and biofuels. So the demand is rebounding for these commodities. For the other products like sugar or oils, I think it's more concern about the supplies and what will happen with the next crop. In the case of sugar, for instance, the situation, the drought in Brazil, also for wheat, the very bad weather in the United States are factors that have pushed prices up.
And how does this rise in numbers ultimately affect food prices at the market and consumer levels?
Well, we have to remember that when we speak about the food price index of FAO, we are dealing with international prices. Therefore, it reflects more on the side of the importer how much it will have, what price it will face when it buys the supplies, and for exporters how much it will get if it sells the commodities. Before that translates into a change at the retail or wholesale price level, takes time. So you don't see immediately a reaction. Also because between the international price and the domestic price, you have various steps. And one is, for instance, the conversion of the international US dollar price into a domestic currency. So the movement in the exchange rate do influence the passage, the transmission of these price changes on the domestic market. It's not automatic that you see an international price rising and immediately see that reflected in the domestic market. It takes a little bit more time. There is a lag.
Do these prices indicate what's to come in future months?
What we know is, at least, and this is very important, is that because 2013 crops were very good in general, the stock situation is much better. So these initial stocks rebuilding that has been made possible in 2013 will help considerably for 2014 because it will give you these cushioning means that we didn't have 1 year ago when stocks were so low. So I still believe that whatever happens, we're still in a better situation than we were 1 year ago.